Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Steve, listen, I understand we have a big tradition at this show that whenever it's anybody's birthday,
yep,
we get your parents to sing happy birthday.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's a big tradition. I get it.
Happy birthday to you.
They're beloved. I understand that.
Happy birthday to
your mom is amazing at freestyle.
She is.
When it comes to happy birthday.
She turns the birthday song into a jazz jam.
But here's the thing. I think we have a new version that we from this that has an addition from this one girl that I think we might have to play from time to time.
Okay.
Sorry. And this was from a dad who filmed his four kids singing happy birthday to mom. And when the song was over, he threw in the phrase, "and many more."
Yeah.
Sometimes you hear that, you know. And then one of the girls added, "and a big fat whore," which, you know what?
There
we go.
That's saying a lot right there.
Really freestyling there.
Here's how this went down.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that. Okay, below.
Yeah,
what the? How did? What?
I did not. They sounded young. The girl that said that, they all sounded very young. These kids.
Yeah.
So
kids say the darndest things, right, BJ?
Yeah, they do. Of course, the first thing out of his mouth was like, "Oh boy, I'm a child. I did not teach her how to." Yeah, you did.
You big fat whore.
I mean,
it rhymes.
Yeah, it sure does.
A plus for that.
Yeah. So I think that should be our new birthday wish. Again,
whoa,
if you know anybody having a birthday, we'll let you record this so you can, give them a big happy birthday the way they deserve.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
I mean, that is
just better each time.
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that.
All the kids are
okay,
like, they all get it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. All the kids get it. I don't know if they
right?
know.
And nobody's denying it.
No.
Not even dad.
Yeah.
And where's mom in all this?
Oh, mom left.
Well, aren't they singing this song to mom?
Yeah. Yeah, she is suspiciously quiet in all this.
Or is she afraid that the daughter's going to go, "Dad, that's what the other guy says to her sometimes when he comes over."
Okay.
I don't know.
Whoa.
I'm just trying to figure this out.
Boy, your scenario just got dark.
I click on those thumbnails.
Dad, that's what all the custies say. Okay.
Oh, well, boy.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I just said one guy, not a whole crew.
Well, listen, if you're a big fat whore, you've got more than one custie, don't you? You know what I mean? That means you're whoring it up. It's not like she didn't say, you are sometimes whore. I mean, she gave her the big F whore, which means you are in business. Mom is open for business, if that's what the kid's meaning.
I mean, we might be overreacting.
Oh, you think we're overreacting?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'd like to know where she did learn this, okay? If he didn't teach her, does that mean mom taught her? Is that why mom's not saying anything? Because she's the culprit?
Yeah, I'm just playing video games like everyone else.
That's a good call. It was Call of Duty that taught me this.
Yeah, that's right.
It was probably more like Grand Theft Auto, if anything.
Yeah, quite possibly. Yeah,
that's right. Wow, that was a wonderful birthday. And that's something. And they all sounded really little. They didn't sound like they were older than like 7.
Dad's doing massive damage control. I did not teach her that.
That first thing had to come out of his mouth.
Sure as hell I'm putting this on YouTube.
Yes, he is.
I mean, he is suspect number one. Every dude is. I mean, if kids are being idiots, don't you know, especially with languaging or whatever, don't you blame the father?
I have a very strong feeling that they learned it from dad.
Yeah, so do I.
Who else is teaching him these things?
I mean, look, maybe mom is, because mom is really cool and got an awesome sense of, like, if Vicky was the mother, I would blame Vicky.
See, I had a bunch of cousins, and that's how we learned a bunch of stuff. So I'm wondering if it was, like, an older cousin that said it.
Oh.
And I think they're laughing because they know they're not supposed to say it, but they don't know what it means. Because I used to say some things, and looking back, I'm like, oh, where the hell, why did I think that was okay? I thought it was funny. And now I realize how dirty it was.
Oh, boy.
And is that even I've never heard that song. I heard the birthday song. I've just never heard
I never heard that song. Where are these kids getting this devil music?
I've never heard the Big Fat Whore line before.
You mean in the birthday song?
No. I mean in Pearl Jam's Alive.
Oh, it's all over Pearl Jam's Alive, dude.
Yes, the song we're talking about, BJ.
Yes, okay.
Have you ever heard that add-on?
And many more and a big fat whore. No, I haven't
like
either.
A monkey and you smell like one, too.
I've heard that.
I've heard many more on, like, Channel 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that, but never, no whores have been involved in that.
No whores were harmed
rhymed.
In the birthday song.
Yeah.
Never heard the BF dub drop like that. So, Vicky, how about you? Any BF dubs in your life?
See, I feel like maybe.
Oh, maybe. So Vicky's the one.
Maybe. I think you would know.
Yeah.
That's a rather strong, aggressive way to end a birthday song.
And a big fat whore.
See, I mean, but back in, like, when you're in middle school, you only think it's funny, but because you know you should think it's funny, but you don't know what it means.
Oh, so it's possible you sang this to some kids in school, but don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not in my day. We didn't use the BF dub.
BF dub.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Is that where you get chicken wings also?
You get some great chicken wings if you're a BF dub at B-dubs.
It's big effing wings.
That's right. Well, congratulations. The wholesomeness of America is preserved in that song right there.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A woman recently posted a story on Facebook about how she got her young son to start taking baths. She says he hated taking baths. So what did she do? Well, she decided to mentally traumatize him. She took photos of him sleeping and then photoshopped 3 cockroaches onto his body.
What?
She then shared the picture on Facebook, and she didn't really do a great Photoshop job.
This is the worst Photoshop I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's just really bad. It was
so bad.
But here's the thing. When you're a little kid like that, it was good enough to fool him.
Right.
And he tripped out. She says now he takes a bath 10 times a day. So, yeah, basically, you've ruined your kid with the dumbest idea ever. My God. I mean, seriously, imagine.
And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. Now this kid's going to think, oh, my God, cockroaches are all over me. Imagine yeah. that. I mean, imagine trying to go to sleep. Again, he's a little kid. Like, you know, if somebody could impress upon parents, and you're here, Steve,
yes.
honestly, and I've done this, and this is I've tried to make up for all the trauma that I've caused my children at a young age that I didn't think was a big deal, but in their little minds and their little worlds, it mm-hmm. really is a lot bigger of a deal. What you say to them, what you do to them, you just multiply by 100 and go, okay, I'm going to do this. Then in your brain go, what would this be like 100 times? Like, and then go, oh, that would be the effect? Because that's really what it is with a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I would never do that. Like, I'm going to get real cockroaches and put it on my child.
Well, yeah, the
if
kid
would do it, like make it real.
Yeah, that way at least the kid will at least know what happened.
Someone says, when I'm looking at some of the comments about it. Someone said, my son was 6. He wasn't good at brushing his teeth. Well, we watched The Grinch. And he had bugs crawling around his teeth. So I said, if you don't brush your teeth, you're going to be like the Grinch. So then he brushed them all the time, saying he didn't want bugs in his teeth.
I don't mind that.
Okay.
You know, because there's a real world example that doesn't involve the kid. Whether you're lying or not, you know, you got to do whatever you got to do. This here, though, is like now the kid's got, he's taking 10 a day. That's really a phobia that you've caused.
But no cockroaches.
Yeah. No cockroaches, and the kid basically's skin will be prune central. He'll probably have psoriasis for the rest of his life because he's drying that stuff out.
Gosh.
Thanks, Mom. You're a freaking genius. Yeah.
Someone said it's no different than Elf on the Shelf or those are tooth fairies and things like that. If it makes them get clean, so be it.
Who said this?
Shandela.
Oh, it was another person texting on the internet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that person should be banned from Twitter.
Or Facebook.
Yeah. Actually, all of it. Because that person's
all
an idiot.
Social media.
No different than Elf on a Shelf.
Elf on the Shelf is different. It's an elf on a shelf. It's not bugs on you while you're sleeping.
That's bugs on a boy.
Okay. Yeah, bugs on a boy is horrifying.
Lot different than Elf on the goddamn shelf. Okay? Sorry. You're an idiot, whoever you are, Facebook person.
Someone said, my son refused to give up his sippy cup when he was little. I took a Sharpie, colored it black on the inside of the mouthpiece, and told him it was mold. He never drank from a sippy cup again.
That was kind of the same with my pizza. What do you call them?
Pacifier.
Yeah. Yeah. That thing.
Little sucky thing.
Yeah, that little sucky thing. I wouldn't get rid of it, so my mom. I got super sick, like with the flu. But she was like, "Oh yeah, that's your pacifier. You have to throw it away because I was throwing up everywhere, and that's the only way she could get me to get rid of it."
Did you say Pathfinder the last time?
He can't, you know, Danny.
Pathfinder.
He's a guy on the radio who can't say words. He's an is another example
fits
of excellence
perfect
in his
with
business.
This show. Yeah. It's perfect with this show. None of us speak well.
Yeah, the island of misfit toys. That is exactly what we are. And by the way, I take that personally. I think I.
I'm sorry. None of us speak good.
There you go. Thank you.
My bad.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, there really should be license for parents. There really should. And, you know, because there really are a lot of stupid people out there raising the next generation and traumatizing the hell out of them. And people have always said I'm crazy for saying that. But these little kids have no advocates for the idiots that bring them into the world and basically do stuff like this. It's like, did she consult anybody? No. Whatever happened to it takes a village? No. And now you got bugs on a boy. And this kid is going to, you know,
on a boy.
This kid is going to be tripping out, dude. Seriously, massively tripping out. I would never go to sleep anywhere ever again. Like, well, why wouldn't I think there are cockroaches all over my house? Because I would have been the kid going, maybe, Ma, if you cleaned up a little bit, okay, that ain't my fault. They're just looking for food. Are you saying I got food all over me? No, Mom, you're a mess. And then I would have got a slap on the face because it was the 60s, because that was parenting.
And he says, now we need to Photoshop some snakes on him and tell him that's what happens when you take more than 2 baths a day. Yeah, we got to find that equal playing ground.
Snakes? Well, and then we put, yeah, but then he won't want to go on planes because he'll, you know.
That's a good point.
Samuel Jackson will go, well, we can't put that kid on his mother effing plane.
Man, there's like a Facebook page for everything. Well, because it's the website.
I'm sorry. But what? You know what? You were in a rocker just right now going, Madge! Madge! They got a Facebook page for everything!
Well, because this picture comes from a Facebook page called Mommy Mania.
Well, the way you said that makes it sound like it's a lot better than it is.
Yeah, no, right? It's not one of those. It's just all things mom. So they share things and moms talk about stuff.
Yeah. How dare they have a page where mothers talk about things?
Well, I'm not crapping. I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out that there's a page for everything.
Well, I'm happy that that picture of Cockroach Boy is on there so that other moms can go, okay, this is stupid. I will never do this. I'm happy about that. Well, it makes sense. I mean, you know, women traditionally have been the ones to gather and share information. There's no backyard fence, really, is there?
Yeah, it's social media now.
Yeah, this is what it is. So that makes it. And look, there's a crock pot. See? You know Mommy Mania is going to have a picture of a crock pot. What are they cooking in there? Cockroaches? What
they just have the picture of a crock pot, and it says, when this pot comes out, you know you're eating the exact same thing for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I grew up in a house like that, but I loved it. It was a Rice-A-Roni hamburger helper house. That's what I grew up in.
For us, it was always just called stew.
Stew.
Stuff.
Here you go, stew. If you weren't lucky enough to grow up in a Mexican or Italian household, that's what was happening.
Yeah, because for us, it was just a giant pot of pasta sauce. Like, my mom put it on at like 9 in the morning.
Oh, that's so good.
And just let things cook inside of that pasta sauce.
Oh, I never, ever got tired of that.
Yeah. Sausage.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Meatballs.
And I remember we would go to my aunt's, and I never realized why my dad did it, because my dad was very diplomatic. But I now understood why we went to his sister's house so much, because, well, she was Italian, and my dad married an Irish woman. And my mom was a traditional Irish woman. She couldn't cook to save her life, because Irish cuisine is, for the most part, horrific.
Well, the bangers and mash?
Yeah. Well, that's English.
Oh.
Yeah. And granted, English is not much of a step up, but it is a step up over Irish, because Irish is boiled dinners. That is it.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
Boiled cabbage, corned beef.
Here's a turnip.
Turnips
should never be allowed anywhere near any child's mouth.
Well, that and whiskey.
Oh, well,
that's usually what's for dinner.
See, whiskey.
Or if you had a toothache, I might rub it on the gums.
Yep. I mean, seriously, the best cuisine the Irish have is Irish coffee, and I never got any of that. That would have made my life a lot easier.
And Lucky Charms.
Yeah. They are magically delicious. But my dad would always go, we're going over to your aunt's house, and he would never go with my mom. Like, we would always just go without her, and I never understood why. And it was like, because my dad then would sit down, and he would get fed like a king. And I'm like, and it wasn't until I got older, I go, oh, no wonder my mom doesn't want to go here, because his sister's all, no matter which aunt we went to, he had three of them, and we'd always go, and it was like cuisine central. They would feed us like kings.
Hmm.
Oh, my God, the Italian pastry and everything. Nothing that I ever got at home. And my father would sit there for hours eating everything. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is why my mom's not here, because she hates these people, because my dad likes their cooking better than hers.
Ah, it's an ego thing.
Yeah. But you don't know that as a kid growing up. But it was like, I was always, and you know, I'm the big mouth going, my father goes, hey, I think we'll go to Aunt Lena's. And I'm going, yes, she always has the best food.
And your mom's I hate you.
Oh, yeah. And then I'm like, why is mom mad at me? I don't get it. My dad goes, you need to learn to shut up, kid, okay? We're going over to visit. We're not going over for food. I'm like, but Dad, you always say, shut up! Like,
so it says an Irish 7-course meal is a potato and a 6-pack.
Yeah. And the trouble was, I was the kid. My mom was getting the 6-pack, no doubt about it, because I used to go get them for her. Because you could back in those days.
Yeah.
You could have the store.
Just tell the guy that I sent you.
I know, dude.
I used to buy cigarettes for my mom at like 11.
Oh, my
God. Not a big deal.
Cigarettes.
It's for Roseanne.
The giant bottle of Black Label beer. That was my mom's dinner right there. Yeah, she was a great lady with great taste. Got a new survey. When you randomly bump into an ex, that can be awkward. And there's a new survey talking about, hey, has that ever happened to you? And 39% of the people say, yeah, they have bumped into their ex and their ex's new significant other. That's the awkward part.
Ooh, never has happened to me. Has that ever, well, I mean, you're not in Boston, so it's probably never happening to you ever again.
Well, I didn't. The trouble was that I didn't date a lot.
Right.
So really, honestly, I know that the two exes that I had in my life, there's two other people that I did. No, all right, three, I think, kind of I dated. And the three of them have exes, but I never met them.
The only thing I've ever run into is like a friend's ex. And that's like awkward enough for me because I don't even know what the hell to say. I just say hi and bye.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just like, oh, hey. You're that bitch. I don't say that. I think it, BJ.
Yeah. Okay.
Did it happen to you, though?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, you've run into my ex, I know, a few times.
Yes.
Yeah. And I hope you think that, too.
Of course.
Thank you.
You're my homie.
See, this is what happens when you have homies. Yeah, it's happened to me, actually, with that same ex. I ran into him at a show, and it got awkward.
Wow.
And my friend and I proceeded to get really, really drunk. And everyone liked us except them. Like, we became the life of the party just to kind of make up for the fact that they were there. And it was a great night. it did get awkward.
Yeah,
I wasn't over the breakup yet.
I think depending on how happy you are in your life, is how less awkward it is meeting the ex and their new person.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember there was a time I saw someone and I was like, I'm pretty sure it was an ex. Like it was like from afar, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go the other way. I don't even want to deal with that headache. Like, what if you know? Just like I don't like small talk anyway. And small talk with someone I don't like, that's like a double whammy.
You really are. I mean, I have to say, it's a quick subject change, but you are one of the most amazing people I know
in this
business because of the fact that you can be as gabby as anybody on the radio, but that is really not your personality.
No, it's effort. I got to pay my bills, BJ.
I know.
They pay me to talk. I can't just stand here and like judge you guys by staring at you.
I marvel.
I do in life.
I know you do. I tell everybody. I mean, I have to remind myself when I go out of this room and the mics are off, that it's a whole different way I need to relate to you. Because I used to take it personally. I'd be like, we have such a good time on the air. Then I see Steve in the hall and he grunts at me. Yes. And it's just like, to the point where it's like, he didn't even want to say hi. Or like when I used to come in the morning and you would look visibly like, why are you even here? And I'm like, I don't understand this. I think we have a good time on the radio. And then I finally got it. Oh, Steve is really he's just putting all the effort, all he can, to be as much of a conversationalist as he's on the air, because you are nothing like this once the mics are off.
Because I'm tired, too, early in the morning. That's the last thing I want to do.
I know. You're like a regular guy who really knows how to do this show. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, because I mean, who wants to like 6 in the morning really and truly want to have like any kind of conversation?
That's me. That's the thing.
Yeah, the minute you're up, you're talking.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
You just get along great with my mom.
Oh, I get along great with a lot of women.
Yeah.
I mean, when I go to parties,
my mom's nonstop talking. When she's not talking, I'm worried. Like, I have to check and see if she's still breathing. Like, I'm like, what the hell is going on? I don't hear my mom. Because it's just like, talk. It was just awesome when you're not very talkative, because then you could just stare at that person that's talking the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
But like, she'll talk through a whole television show with her own commentary. It's like a director's cut.
Yep.
We watch a movie like when we want.
I know. That is, you're like, what?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
I mean, my wife's like, she's still like narrating the movie that we're watching. I'm like, yeah, that's just what she does.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So if you miss something, in 30 seconds, she will recite what just happened.
Oh, here's what's going on over here.
I'm not sure who she's telling it to.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases, and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.